Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is 10 Ways to Build Your Self-Image, Part 2. In yesterday's lesson, I pointed out the critical importance of building a strong self-image if you want to live a happy, successful, and fulfilling life. I then outlined the first 5 ways to build your self-image. In today's lesson, I will continue this 2-part series with the remaining 5 points. For the sake of this lesson, I define your self-image as the combination of your self-worth, self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-respect, because they really all do impact how you view yourself. Here is the 6th way to build a positive self-image. Focus on your self-talk. Your self-talk is the conversations you have with yourself. If those conversations focus on your faults, mistakes, weaknesses, or insecurities, it will be impossible for you to feel good about yourself. Become aware of these conversations and make sure they stay positive. When they do get negative, analyze the reason behind your thoughts and work to correct them. As I said in my post titled, "It's a New Day," when you make mistakes, learn all you can learn from them and then use your self-control to move on. Learning to control the conversations you have with yourself is critical to building a strong self-image. Number 7, practice daily self-discipline. As I said in my post titled, "The Hidden Benefits of Discipline," there is a direct link between your self-image and your self-discipline. When you do what you know you should do, you will feel great about yourself. At the same time, when you don't do the things you know you should do, it has the opposite effect. Go do something you've been putting off and see how you feel when you get done. Number 8, don't be so hard on yourself. This is a fine line. On one hand, if you don't push and stretch yourself, you'll never become all you're capable of becoming. At the same time, you need to recognize that it's okay to give yourself a break from time to time. No one's perfect. We all make mistakes. We all have weaknesses. Learn to push yourself to be your best, but at the same time, don't beat yourself up if you're not perfect. Number 9, learn how to deal with criticism. One of the things that I often see that destroys a person's self-image is their inability to accept and process criticism. I would bet that I have received constructive feedback or criticism more than 1,000 times. While all feedback and criticism is hard at first, the key is to be able to learn all you can learn from it and then use your self-control to stop thinking about it. Dwelling on criticism is a self-image killer. And lastly, number 10. Focus on God's plan for your life. God has a plan and purpose for your life. More than likely, it is staring you right in the face. Make a list of your most unique gifts and strengths and understand they've been given to you for a reason. If you will use those to their fullest, your life will take on a new meaning and your self-image will soar. If you are struggling with your self-image, then starting today, incorporate these 10 tips into your daily routine. When you get down, reread part 1 and part 2 of this lesson. They'll do a lot to help you. And here's a bonus tip. Stop hanging out with people who tear you down and start hanging around those people who lift you up. The people you allow into your life will influence the person you become. And I want to close this lesson with a quote by Joel Osteen. He said, "Are you allowing your weaknesses and insecurities to keep you from being your best? God loves to use ordinary people just like you and me, faults and all, to do extraordinary things."